Chapter 18. Seeking the White Crow. In the last chapter, Alan Gold presented some of the most convincing cases from trance mediumship ever studied. The hypothesis that mental and trance mediumship can involve communications with deceased personalities is certainly plausible, even if impossible to prove. There are, of course, other compelling examples of mediums who allowed themselves to be subjected to strict controls and demonstrated similar capacities to Mrs. Piper and Mrs. Leonard. Drop-in communicators, spirit entities who are completely unknown to the medium or sitters and simply show up uninvited, are especially evidential. Alan Gold is a highly objective, meticulous investigator with decades of experience who tends to err on the side of caution in interpreting events occurring during sittings with mediums. I'm privileged to have had lengthy email discussions with Alan about many issues, including his own attendance at various sittings. He stated in his chapter that drop-in cases that have been solved, meaning the personality providing information when dropping in has been shown to actually have lived on this earth, are hostile to the super ESP hypothesis and favorable to some form of survival theory. There are not many cases like this that are on the record, although there are likely others that remain unknown, but it only takes one white crow to prove that not all crows are black. In addition to being unconnected to the medium and the sitters, these uninvited communicators show up with a logical reason for wanting to communicate that serves only themselves and not the people in the room. If the medium were using his or her super ESP, as Alan calls it, living agent psi defined as unlimited, the facts of the communicator's life would often have to be culled from various types of sometimes obscure sources in multiple locations and pulled together to create the personality. The highly refined level of telepathy and clairvoyance needed to do this would be almost unimaginable. And for what reason? Even Stephen Browdy, an expert on LAP, agrees with Alan Gold. Drop-in cases make particularly good sense in terms of the ostensible communicator's expressed motives for communicating, he says. As a result, survivalist interpretations of those cases seem more parsimonious than their super-psi alternatives. Although the best cases are by no means coercive, the evidence for drop-ins, overall, seems to strengthen the case for survival.